When Martha Stewart walked out of federal prison this morning, she walked right back into the media spotlight. Cameras rolled and supporters cheered as she boarded a plane in West Virginia to head back to her 153-acre estate in Bedford, New York. She'll spend another 5 months on house arrest. On her website, Stewart said her incarceration was life-altering and life-affirming. NPR's Chris Arnold has more from New York.
It was all Martha all the time on television today, with networks pumping up her return from prison as an event of epic proportions.
Today, Martha Stewart begins the first chapter in the biggest comeback in corporate history. The new Martha, back in business. Today in 6 East.
CNBC was one of the many channels where Stewart led news programs all day.
Okay, here's Martha behind a tree. Earlier we showed you Martha with a dog.
There were shots of Martha with her horses, Martha wearing a poncho. When Martha Stewart decided to go to prison without waiting for her appeal to be heard, she said the timing would mean that she'd be out for spring planting. And for Stewart, it turns out prison has been an excellent winter mulch. Her company's stock price has been growing like a pole bean, nearly tripling since her sentencing. She's doing a new reality TV show, a sequel to Donald Trump's The Apprentice, and she's got a new live syndicated cooking and crafts show that will air in just about every major market across the country. And on the streets of New York City today, a lot of people were cheering on Stewart's return, even if they didn't approve of what she did.
In fact, I have a kid getting married, and I picked up her last Winter Brides magazine, I think, just to look through it.
Toby Britch is a casino card dealer in Detroit. She's on vacation and walking past Martha Stewart's offices in Midtown Manhattan. She says a big reason she's supportive of Martha Stewart right now is that she thinks she was unfairly singled out. She says what Stewart did was wrong, but it was pretty minor compared to the massive scandals at Enron, WorldCom, and Tyco.
It doesn't make what she did right. And what she did was minor in comparison. She didn't harm anybody. And many of the other CEOs and CFOs have really hurt thousands of people's lives and livelihood.
Down the block, heading inside a fresh juice joint, James McCullough says he's happy Stewart's getting out of prison.
Fabulous. You never should have been in there in the first place.
McCullough is the CEO of a biotech company. He also says what Stewart did was wrong, but that the punishment didn't fit the crime. Like many people, McCullough didn't pay much attention to Martha Stewart before her insider trading trial, but he's come to respect her.
Everybody likes a comeback, and everybody reaches points in their life where things don't go as planned, and the house comes crashing down, and it's what you do at that point which defines your character and who you are. And she's the real deal. And I admire her for stepping up to the plate and going in and doing the time to get it out of the way. And right now, watching her recover with grace.
Analysts say, though, that the situation remains dicey at her company, Martha Stewart Living OmniMedia. The firm recently reported its biggest loss ever, and it remains to be seen if advertisers will come back in strength to her magazines. It's also unclear whether her being convicted of lying about a stock sale will continue to damage her brand. And while enthusiastic investors have bid her stock up, the consensus on Wall Street is that the shares are overpriced. Chris Arnold, NPR News, New York.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.